Missouri Net News is presented by the Association of Missouri Electric Co-ops. Learn how to keep your family safe around electricity by going to membersfirst.coop.
I'm Jason Taylor. Three people arrived at local hospitals early Sunday morning after being shot in a parking lot at a Columbia bar. KRCG reports a police investigation revealed several people were engaged in a disturbance and began shooting at one another. Detectives are receiving cooperation from witnesses and continue to follow up on leads related to the shooting. The state Supreme Court is looking at a case that questions a gun law as it applies to a man who has felony convictions from the 1970s. Jack Alpert says he legally possessed firearms for 25 years until a 2008 state law barred felons from having them. The state claims he has no case because he doesn't currently own guns he could fight to keep. Representing Alpert before the High Court, Attorney Ronald Roboto roundly dismissed the state's argument.
Mr. Alpert is not going to go out and commit a crime. He's just not. That would be perverse. That would mean he would have to show that he has no right to bear arms in order to vindicate his right to bear arms. That's absurd.
The Supreme Court, as is usual, did not render a judgment in Alpert's case directly after arguments Wednesday. It can issue a decision at any time. A convicted triple killer from southeast Missouri will go before the parole board for the ninth time next week. Brian Howsworth reports.
78-year-old Dallas DeLay is serving three life sentences for first-degree murder for the January 1973 killings of Bank of Grand and President Robert Kitterman, Kitterman's wife Bertha, and their daughter Roberta. The case received national media coverage. The New York Times reported in 1973 the three victims were tied to trees before being shot in the head. Carter County Sheriff Richard Stevens tells Missouri Net he opposes parole for Dallas DeLay.
From what I've heard, it's just horrendous. Pure evil what this family had to go through and the terror that they must have felt.
DeLay is currently incarcerated at the maximum security Potosi Correctional Center in Mineral Point.
St. Louis police are investigating a shooting in the city's north side yesterday afternoon. The victim was alive after the shooting but gravely hurt. Homicide detectives were called to the scene due to the severity of his injuries. State Senator Bob Dixon of Springfield says it's unacceptable for the Missouri Corrections Department to have a $19 million shortage and be 6 months behind in county jail payments. He says more money should be budgeted to the department and Missouri should give counties designated lump sum payments instead of making counties fill out a payment request for each offender who ends up going to state prison.
When the state is not keeping its commitment, that's what it is, then the counties cannot operate the way they plan to operate.
The department says funding levels, reimbursement schedules, and a backlog of invoices have led to payment holdups. It's received its new quarterly installment and is sending out $10 million in jail payments. And a man in his 60s is dead after being tased by police in St. Louis. After walking into a bar Saturday morning, the man threatened employees with a butcher knife. This is Missouri Net News.